Hey guys, welcome to Sutu's Radio. Sorry about the little delay. I wanted to do it a little more earlier, but certain problems. Anyway, so let's get started. We are going to take a look at the latest MacBook Pro from Apple. So as we were expecting, and as I said in my YouTube video, one of the 15-inch models has been dropped. So we have now two 13-inch models, two 15-inch models, and one 17-inch model as usual. So to talk about their processors, 13-inch models comes with dual-core processors instead of the Core 2 Duo processors that was there before. In 15-inch models, we are seeing the quad-core processor, which was seen in the iMacs, and in 17-inch model, obviously, comes with another quad-core processor. The best thing is that this is the Intel Sandy Bridge processor, and it's Core i5 on the base model for 13-inch, Core i7 on the high-end 13-inch, Core i7 on all the 15-inch and 17-inch models. So yeah, they're very powerful and they're gonna do a lot. And you can see that every of these laptops comes with 4GB of standard RAM with 1333MHz front side bus. The basic 13-inch models comes with 320GB hard disk, and the high-end 13-inch comes with 500GB hard disk. Basic 15-inch model comes with 500GB hard disk. High-end 15-inch comes with 750GB hard disk, and 17-inch model again comes with the 750GB hard disk. Another difference between the 13-inch model and the 15 or 17-inch is that 13-inch model still doesn't have a dedicated graphics card. They still rely on the Intel HD graphics card, which is integrated onto the motherboard. Whereas 15-inch model's basic model comes with a AMD Radeon HD 6490M with 256MB GDDR5 graphics card, while the high-end 15-inch and the 17-inch models comes with the same graphics card but with 1GB RAM. And of course, all the laptops as usual gives you tremendous battery life, and you get up to 7 hours on all across all the models. The prices are: 13-inch models basic configuration cost you $1,199. High-end 13-inch costs you $1,499. The basic 15-inch model costs you $1,799. High-end 15-inch costs $2,199. And the 17-inch model costs $2,499. Now the question is, if you're an existing MacBook Pro user, is there a need to upgrade to the latest one? Well, if you're a daily user, like a basic user, with just internet browsing, email, tutoring, Facebook, or a little bit of video editing, the existing ones are perfect for you. But if you're into high power programs like Final Cut Pro video editing or any other complex video editing or graphics intensive applications, then you could these new laptops will be useful to you. Because even though all these cores and threads are present, they are used only when you actually run such graphic intensive applications. That's mainly done for the battery optimization, so that they're not used whenever they are not needed. So if you're a basic user and if you simply upgrade to this, the cores will remain unused unless you really run a graphic intensive application. So if you're not really into all these high advanced editing, you don't have to upgrade to the latest ones. But if you have been doing all these high-tech advanced editing stuff, then this is the ones for you, because they are twice as fast as the existing MacBook Pros and equally fast as the high-end iMacs. So if you're an iMac user, probably now you can move into the laptop now, because they're equally powerful and you can carry it wherever you want. So that's a quick look at the MacBook Pros latest MacBook Pro announcements. This is Sutu's Radio. Thank you for listening. Bye bye. Oh, and please leave your comments, please.